Good morning, David. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks, Mitch. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Thanks for joining us. So safe sex as a message isn't an easy sell. Why do you think young people just aren't using condoms?
Oh, look, I think, Mitch, it's probably comes down to quite a few reasons. But, you know, the partnership that we've created with New South Wales Health is really aimed around creating events and activities that help educate youth about condoms and how to use condoms. And hopefully by doing that, encourage them to be more familiar with condoms when it's that time to use them. So that's sort of what we're looking to do here.
Yeah, and I suppose you mentioned education there. That's a pretty important sort of step in this process. Do you think there's just not enough awareness of things like infections and problems that can arise through unprotected sex?
I think there could always be more awareness, to be honest. I think there's been a few campaigns, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, specifically around the safe sex message and STIs and HIV. But I've seen kind of a decrease in that. At Hero Condoms, we kind of communicate be prepared is actually being sexy. And that's kind of our way of reaching and connecting with youth and saying, you know, it's okay to carry a condom. It's actually the best thing to do and, you know, be in charge of your own sexual health.
Yeah, so I guess that's kind of what this campaign's all about and guess what you do to a larger extent as well. So how do we destigmatise condoms?
I think you've got to get condoms in the hands of the youth. They've got to be able to touch them, feel them, understand why they're there, and then essentially open up a platform for conversation where they can ask questions, break down those stigmas and just really, again, be familiar with using them when it comes to sex.
All right. Now tell us about the campaign you're doing with the state government. Condoms Go Haute Couture. I think I pronounced that right. Tell us about what's involved.
Yeah, look, it's a condom couture campaign. I think globally it's kind of a movement and actually some phenomenal designs come out around sort of fashion weeks and things like that where condoms are used as I suppose the material to create certain types of designs, whether it be sort of dresses or T-shirts or things like that. So again, it's really just getting condoms out there to youth development councils, getting them their hands on them so that they can ask questions. Just again, familiarising themselves with the product so that there's no sort of questions around them.
And there is a kind of prize, I think, as well for being the most sort of creative and artistic and, I guess, fashionable as well with condoms. What's the prize?
Yeah, look, we've got some tickets to Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. There's obviously a first prize and second and third prizes. But we really wanted to incentivise the youth to get on board and to give it their best go. And, look, hopefully we get some great submissions and, deserve a great prize after that.
All right, we'll leave it there. We'll put some details of how you get involved on the website. But David, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning on 2SER.
So easy. Thanks, Mitch.